Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Do not run aimlessly. 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. There is a saying, if you aim for nothing, you are sure to hit it. Or, what good is it to climb the ladder of success only to find the ladder is leaning on the wrong wall? Or, even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Or, he who dies with the most toys still dies. In reality, our lives are aimed at something. Even if it seems like we are tossed around and unstable, attracted to the next shiny new trend, there is still something that we are trying to achieve or gain. Growing up, I was the youngest of eight. My parents seemed to quite evidently have different priorities than the world around us, and even than many Christians. We had a mixed farm that was small, always chores to do, pigs, chickens, cows, and a garden that, in my opinion, rivaled a small Hutterite colony. I envied others my age who seemed to have more toys and more fun, in my opinion. My parents also dedicated their lives to the spread of the gospel. This was simply a way of life for them. Morning and evening family devotions, Sunday school, church, Bible study, and prayer meetings, and availability to anyone in need. If a neighbor had a sick child in the middle of the night, Mrs. Block would help. We were a foster family for a number of years, and it was a non-negotiable for them to participate in the spiritual life of our family and for my mom to teach them Bible lessons in hopes they would repent and put their trust in Christ. I saw in my parents a relentless devotion to the one aim that carries on beyond our lives, that this life is by God's design setting the stage for all eternity, that we don't just do what is easy, but we do what will gain an eternal reward, imperishable. And as necessary, we don't allow our fleshly desires to rule our actions, but we live disciplined, self-controlled lives that put on display our ultimate value of Christ and His kingdom. How are things going for you? Do you see an eternal purpose to your life and the day-to-day activities? Do you find yourself opting for what brings immediate pleasure instead of eternal treasure? Trust Christ to empower you by the Holy Spirit to order and discipline your life for what really matters. Sit in Christ's presence regularly, daily. Walk with Him. Dear Lord, everything you do is with purpose, to the most minute detail. Thank you that you have called me to be your child. Forgive me for how I so often prioritize the things that matter less than eternity. I love you, and I want my life to reflect my love for you and the importance of eternity. Please aim my life in the direction you want for me and help me not to stray. You are good, and your love is everlasting. Amen.